Good afternoon. We are here with the Oxford Downtown Diaries. How are you today, Kelly?
Good. We are the dynamic duo. Yeah, we Kelly are. Westbrook, Kimberly Smith, and we're sitting across from each other, so we're trying something new. I think this might work for us.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. I'm used to looking at you this way.
I know.
So it's a new look.
Yeah, so I'm excited about our guest today, and yeah, like you say, I'm excited every week. But Paul Bobalt is here without his other half. Should we call her your better half?
That's good.
Yeah. That's good. Okay.
That's an appropriate
happy
title.
Life, happy life.
That's yes. Right. But we're so excited to have you, and you're probably one of our newest businesses downtown. How long have you been downtown?
We ended up getting the storefront in October of 2023.
October,
so,
okay.
6 months.
Awesome. So their business, Designs by Chance, we've been in there multiple times. You're mm-hmm. wearing a hat that I bought for my husband not too long ago. It looks great. So we're excited to have you downtown excited to learn more about your business today and your background. And I know Brooke couldn't be here, but you guys are wearing multiple hats. She's still working full time and you guys are managing the store. So tell us a little bit about your background.
So my personal background, I came from, I worked in automotive, ended up getting laid off in 2020. Really wanted to start my own business and work for myself. I guess I kind of learned that the hard way, wearing multiple different hats and keeping the finances and products coming and running the machine. So, yeah, we got really fortunate with Rod owning the building we have now and Melissa having to move out, and it worked out perfect. And we've had a lot more foot traffic now that the weather's nice, so that's good. But people think we just do like engraving on metals and stuff, but Kelly mentioned the hat patch that's actually made in our machine. We do glass. Our most recent project was that neon sign with mm-hmm. LED strips, so that was a fun one. So it's not just restricted to engraving. So if anybody has any projects they think we might be able to do, I encourage you to reach out, because chances are we could probably do it.
And so you said you were in automotive, but what field were you
in? Oh, I worked in I have a finance degree, so I worked accounts payable for most of the time. And then my last role with Chrysler was like a financial analyst liaison. I would make sure AP was able to pay their invoices, and I'd have to do like checks with engineers and all that fun stuff.
Oh my gosh. So let's talk about finance brain and creative brain.
I know,
because you don't see that happen a lot.
Was it a hobby that you had all this time, or what got you into this?
So Brooke actually it kept she wanted a machine called the Glowforge, and I was like, they were kind of pricey for what they could do. And then she found our current manufacturer. And I was like, having trouble finding like a career rather. And I'm like, let's just do it. And then, it arrives in our garage. It takes up half the garage, so I wasn't expecting something that large. And there's definitely early frustrations with it. We were, asking for help, and a lot of it was trial and error. But there was a point we wanted to crate the thing back up and send it back and try something else. But I'm glad we stuck with it.
So were you crafty, or is this a brand new venture for you?
I guess Brooke's more the crafty one with her workshops and all those events she puts on. I enjoyed making things. I always liked personalized items, something that was made for you or a family member. And then I realized I could start doing stuff with this machine, and here we are. Almost everything we do is personalized in some way, but I try to make some, generic downtown Oxford merchandise to sell as well.
Yeah, that's awesome. And so how did you guys get from in your garage to now storefront? What was in between? What was the process? Where were you selling things like that?
We were pretty much just word of mouth on Facebook. We'd have people drop stuff off at our porch. A lot of it was drinkware and things, but we did some wood projects. And then we were at the farmer's market last year.
Woo-hoo!
And I think Melissa stopped by, and we ended up just talking with her and how she needed a different place, for her line of work. And, again, Brooke was like, we could get a storefront in downtown Oxford. We should consider it. And I was just like, we're kind of like, I don't know if we're ready to move out of the garage yet. And, it proved
and
to be.
And look at you now.
proved to be very,
who
very
won that one, Paul?
Well. I have a losing track record so far.
Oh, it's okay. Your husband, it's fine. But I have to say that's so cool because you were one of two businesses mm-hmm. that has been a part of our vendors market that now has a storefront space. And when we originally put the vendors market together 4 years, it'll be 4 years this mm-hmm. year, and we brought Kimberly on, that was always the dream, right? That we would have these vendors that would start to be successful at the vendors market and then want to have a space in mm-hmm. downtown. And so for us, you made some of our dreams come true.
Yeah.
Because we were just so excited that a business had that type of success where they wanted to be a part of that community all the time. And you really do have just the best little setup and space in Oxford. I mean, I remember coming in for your ribbon cutting and was so impressed with all the different products that you guys were able to either, you know, cut out like what's on your hat or engrave or the woodworking. I just had no idea the amount that you guys could put forth.
Yeah, the machine we have is, you know, extremely versatile, which helps. But, I mean, if you wanted, I guess we're in the process right now of finishing up some signs for a lake house. But, you know, you put your image on there, we can cut it out, paint it, you know, and seal it. And then you have a customized sign for your building. But the amount of stuff we can get through our wholesaler that are blank items is crazy. I think it's probably up to 3,000 different items. Starting to get some more bulk orders in. So that's good. We just did 100 hats for a contracting company in Rochester Hills. And then, you know, we have some interest in some larger orders too. So it's not just, you know, you don't have to just buy one or two. If you're looking for, you know, events for a family trip or items for a family trip or an event or, you know, just your business for gifts, you know, we can definitely help you out.
What would you say is your biggest seller or top three sellers?
Actually, right now it's been hats and like the take home workshop kits you can take home and paint, or you know just showing up for a workshop event. So those have been really our bread and butter this year for sure.
Yeah, that's awesome, and I definitely want to come and take a workshop because we have been watching you guys online and everything that you're offering and Brooke's offering, but. I think one of the coolest things was Scott Cree, who's on our design committee. I know that they hosted their daughter's 10th birthday there. And just to see how personalized those items were with, like, each girl's name on it.
Yeah.
That was so cool. So, like, tell us, what if somebody wants to host an event or a birthday there? What does that look like?
So, for, like, a painting workshop, we can, you know, a lot of our files come off Etsy. So if there's something like you and your group of friends want to do, send us the file. We can cut it out for birthday parties unless they want something specific. They get, like, a 12-inch wood round and they make, like, a room sign. So each girl or, you know, boy or whatever, they get their name cut out. So, you know, it's personalized to them. And then we have, like, a bunch of big bins of a bunch of other stuff they can – you know, paint, decorate their sign for. And, you know, in terms of the workshops, you can choose some products on the wall. Or, you know, I think every day Brooke's cutting out like more stuff. You know, every other day I'm going to get plywood.
Yeah.
So again, she's been adding new projects and stuff. So now that we kind of have some stock and different, you know, a lot of different items to choose from, you know, you can pick one of those. Or if you wanted something personalized, we can do that too.
And that's really cool. What I remember from my visits in there, you have really great, cool, unique gifts. So you have like barware, you have tumblers. Didn't you do an order recently of like a large, was it like a Yeti or a Stanley?
I did, I think 15 Stanleys for Oxford Girls Wrestling.
Yeah.
But yeah, people, you can bring your stuff in to get personalized or, you know, you can purchase from us.
Yeah, that's so cool.
Yeah, that's awesome. And we've been trying to work together on signage. You know, we have these new community spaces, the patio, big O, and then the courtyard space where we want to have signs made. So we've been working with you guys and are looking forward to some installation coming this spring. So it's neat to see what a wide variety you have from just little gifts like that to, I mean, these are downtown signs.
Yeah. Yeah, our working bed is 60 by 40, so, I mean, that's pretty significant space. We do have a pass-through feature, which allows us, with help of a camera, we actually push, you know, on a longer item, we can push it through the machine and it engraves it on spot. But we haven't messed around with that yet, and I don't really want to move the machine again to figure it out, because then things come unaligned, and then, back in, I think, February or January. We had, I guess it's my fault for lack of maintenance, but the machine scheduled maintenance for me, so that took 4 days to go through all the checks and balances and figure out why it wasn't cutting straight. So some lessons learned, maintain your equipment. But, you know, that set us back 4 days, so we had to cancel a birthday party, unfortunately. So that was really that wasn't a fun week, but
those learning things, though, those learning curves, I guess you would call them, I feel like they're always going to happen with new businesses and opening. I mean, we've talked to so many of our business owners that have gone through a lot, especially when they're just opening their doors. So it's bound to happen. It's not just you.
Yeah. And then I guess, for example, you know, we can engrave leather stuff. So somebody reached out to get footballs engraved for coaches, and I told her, I was like, well, I haven't done one of these before, so I might have to sacrifice a few to figure out what makes them come out nice. But yeah, there's always that. You're always going to have sacrifice material unless you've done it before, especially if something new comes in. But
so were you able to do the leather footballs?
Yep.
Yeah, that's so cool. So cool.
They were the autographed balls that's on the I think the top half or one of the halves. It was white, so all the kids can sign it and put a date.
Really,
and then on
cool.
the other side it said, like, Oxford Junior Wildcats, coach, whoever.
Such that's a fun awesome. Idea. So being new to the downtown, what have you learned? What advice would you give other businesses that are thinking about transitioning from a home-based business to a storefront?
I would say if the situation fits you and your goals and your future goals, then do it absolutely, because there's so much going on in downtown Oxford over the summer. You know, we were at the farmers market, and we had, you know, constant people there every Thursday, and then with the concerts in the park and then other downtown events, the foot traffic from you know, not only the residents but surrounding areas is quite substantial. So you know, if you're marketing yourself right and you get people interested in your business, then I'd say go for it. And I would say the workshops really catapulted us, because, you know, we have just a big enough space where we can host 10 people and 10 of your friends too. And then, you know, like I mentioned, they're all, you can pick from a project we have cut out, or you can submit your own idea.
Yeah. So just quickly about the market, I've heard the market master is great to work with.
She is. Them and her sidekick.
That's awesome.
But just a plug for the market. What was your experience with the markets? I know you've mentioned it a couple of times. Excuse me. And we love having you in the storefront. So we're so happy to have you.
We graduated.
You've graduated. Yeah. But what was your experience like with the markets for people that are thinking of potentially, you know, historically we've had longer sessions. So we've had 13 weeks. We'd had 10 weeks. This year it's a shorter commitment. It's only 6 weeks. So what would be your advice? What was your experience on working in the markets?
Yeah, so I think had we done it differently, if, you know, knowing what we know now, like this year we would have brought a bunch of like grab and go merchandise. We were really promoting ourselves to be like personalized items. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I think we were the only vendors there that offered like custom stuff, but everybody, you know, whatever, vegetables, cookies, whatever somebody may bring. I would make sure, you know, you have grab and go items. We did get a few custom orders, and we, you know, had some kickback on just showing up, but it helped us get our name out there, and that's what we were really looking for. So if you're new, these markets and events are really good to get your name out there, hand some business cards out. if you're doing more of the personalized stuff, maybe bring like a few showcase pieces with you and see where it goes. But it was I'm glad we did it. We met a lot of people. And then, you know, with you guys and the DDA, you know, helping us, and, you know, just other downtown businesses promoting us and doing events, it's been really good.
Yeah, the community really does work together and tries to promote each other, and that's, of course, what we want. If somebody needs something personalized, what is your return time on that? So do they contact you, call you, Facebook, and then how is it a day? Can somebody walk in with something? What does it look like?
So right now, day turnaround stuff is rare. It happened to work out for a customer yesterday. Brooke took a half day, so I was able to go home and etch a glass for him. But typically it depends on the size of your order, but I usually get stuff back to you within 10 days, if not sooner. You know, there's some, I mentioned we were working on some signs. Actually, one of them's for a new resident. He wanted the Albanian eagle cut out and painted black and his name's across it. So those take a little bit more time, and I only have one machine right now. But when the other two get in, they should be here hopefully by the end of the month. We got to go through a learning curve process with those. But we'll be able to do more things in store. So if you have, for example, 4 or 5 Yetis, it's something I could, mostly. But depending on the lead, what else is going on, I could probably get those done within a day, day or two.
That's awesome. So I realize you just moved in to downtown in October, but do you have plans? Like, what are your plans going forward? Or are you still just trying to get comfortable?
I think, we really like where we're at. Like Kelly mentioned, it's a perfect space for what we do. There's enough room in the back to put our two new machines in, so that'll help. And then we're going to kind of clean up some of the front area. A lot of those display tables were last-minute Facebook Marketplace refurnishes. But, we're getting new display things in, new products. But as of right now, we don't have any plans in leaving. It's just a good area for what's us. I can't imagine really expanding. The only reason I think that would ever happen is if we wanted to move the machine out of our garage, but that's a project in itself and mm-hmm. probably paying a professional mover to do that. But no, we're comfortable where we're at and want to see what this summer holds for us.
So you guys have done so much already, and you guys have flexible hours right now, or can people walk in on a daily basis? What does that look like for you guys?
Yeah, so our hours right now are 1 to 6, and we might extend that over the summer, but I'm still working in the golf course in the mornings, so
okay.
I figured if I can at least put a half day in there and then open the store from 1 to 6, and I think our plan was to have open paint each day. I think we're going to try to do that. Where you can just, there'd be a table or two set up and you can come in and pick your project and the whole, I don't have a picture of it, but it's on our Facebook. Brooke has every color under the sun you can choose from painting, and we have paint supplies there. So you can come in and spend an hour or two, paint your project and take it home.
That would be awesome. Especially us with kids over here. Mm-hmm. What a great activity in the summertime, especially when your kids are bored at home or you just mm-hmm. need to change it up during the week. I think, too, something that you can walk in and that doesn't have to necessarily be scheduled. So those open painting hours mm-hmm. are huge. We used to have a business, and it's been quite a few years now, but the Merge mm-hmm. that was over there that was in, it was on the outside of downtown, but they used to do that, and I know we're wildly successful. So I think something like this is what we need in our community. I'm always looking for things to do with my kids and my family. Mm-hmm. And now when you think about this and then you think about the arcade and going to lunch, I mean, you can really make a whole day in mm-hmm. Oxford.
Yeah, for
and
sure.
That's what we're trying to get to. Yeah.
And then with the painting sessions, that's, you were right. That's what we were thinking. Kids are home during the summer, the babysitter can bring them in. They can paint their projects, rainy days, especially mm-hmm. not much to do. But definitely in the winter months to get out of the house and come spend a few hours with us and create a project, that's your own. They're completely blank and you can either paint, you can do your own, or we've been labeling the colors that were used on the example if you wanted to mimic that. So
that's awesome. And something we didn't talk about this, so I'm just going to throw it out there. We do have Wind Down Wednesdays coming behind
right.
you guys
yeah.
in Victoria. So if we happen to have to paint while we're drinking wine back there, might that be okay?
That might be a fun
activity. Open painting during that time. I'm just feeling like with my girlfriends, that might be a good time.
Especially with a glass of wine.
Yeah.
Yeah. No,
abstract art.
That's a good idea. We have, I know we have 2 6-foot tables and an 8-foot table. So
we'll set them up outside.
Plenty of chairs. And
yeah.
It's a good idea.
Okay, throwing it out there to the community at this point.
So for people that maybe can't pop in between 1 and 6, how can they reach you?
They can call us. All our information's on our Facebook page, and a lot of people send DMs or emails, and then we try to keep up on those daily and get back to you within a day or two.
And what is your address for those that maybe aren't familiar?
It's 14 South Washington Street, right next to Victoria's and the soon-to-be new brunch and breakfast place.
Vinny's. That's a great place to be located.
Yeah, yes. Wedged in between two restaurants. Yeah,
I love that.
And you're in the heart of downtown. I mean, you're right there, which is amazing.
Yeah, we, same place Andrea moved into, Pepper Butter Treats, that was available at the same time. And I really, I think Brooke was leaning more towards that because of the garage door and us being able to move equipment in there. But I was like, this spot's really hard to pass up on Main Street and downtown with all the other stuff. You know, it might be whatever, a few hundred extra bucks a month, but it's at that point, the location, you know, pays for itself. So
the walkability.
And they're in the DDA district. Yeah, I mean, true. Let's call it out right now. That's what it is.
And we did. We invited Andrea to join us today. Unfortunately, she couldn't make it because she was busy at the store. But Andrea was another business that started at home, had some time with us at the markets, and then in this past couple months has opened her own storefront on Glaspie.
Mm-hmm.
So check her out. That's Pupper Butter Treats, Andrea Cicero.
And our dogs love them. They're all homemade. She puts in the work. We haven't been in there yet with the dogs, but we've been planning on stopping in and seeing her store. And
it's awesome. It's a great place. So I have the final question for our guest, but is there anything else you want to ask before we launch the final question?
Yeah. Well, I just wanted to mention one thing because you mentioned earlier, you know, Brooke is at a full-time job. Mm-hmm. You're working a job in the morning before you go to open the store. And then you guys are hosting classes on nights and weekends. And it's just so amazing to me when we talk with business owners how hard you all work and how amazing it is because you're working a job to live out your dream that is another job. And I get so proud when I talk with business owners like you that you guys are just all in and it makes my heart so happy. I don't know if everybody realizes like how small business owners work so hard day in and day out. And then they're catching up on those DMs and the Facebook messages at night. And I just a shout out to all of you guys that are doing
Thank you.
Absolutely.
It's not ideal right now, but we're trying to get it to where, you know, her and I can do this full time. Cause the few days she's been off and we've been able to actually do, business stuff. It's made a huge difference. But yeah, we're getting there. I think at the end of the summer, it's going to be, we're going to be pushing closer to our goal. But, like Kelly said, I hadn't had much work or much luck finding a career. I even got my commercial appraiser's license, and I still can't find work. So, like Kelly said, we've been all in. It's just how the cards have folded, I guess. So we're going to just keep it at it.
It's funny how the path kind of changes. Maybe not exactly the way you would have anticipated, but the end could be even better than you would expect right?
Yeah, for sure. It's, it's hard not to get discouraged. Like Kelly said, we're at the store 1 to 6 and people might think we go home and eat dinner and we do, but 9 times out of 10, that machine's on in our garage doing something at night, trying to get caught up on orders. But I think that's going to help a lot when you get the new machines in and, we can do stuff on spot for people, kind of get a little bit of our life back.
Is there anything that you want to add or share or highlight before the final question?
I guess in terms of working with local community, we've been working with 42 Strong, and Joel's been interested in putting some mentorship events together with us. The kids can, I can pre-cut like a wood sign or something. They want to make it for their parents, for themselves. We have a bunch of different team building things. So we're looking forward to scheduling some things with them this summer. We're happy to be able to, have a place where we can host, mentorship events like that for the kids in the community.
That's great. And kudos to you guys for jumping in feet first, not only with the business, but also partnering with us, partnering with 42 Strong, with the other businesses. That's impressive.
Yeah, I think in a community like ours, it's important to do that and, work with one another. We're all in the as a business owner, we're all in, we have the same end goal. We want to survive and succeed. So it's always good to pass local work down and put the word out for other businesses in the area.
Yeah. Okay, so the final question.
Which I'm nervous about at this point because
5 minutes and I'm like, what could it possibly be?
Yeah. We did it last week, didn't we?
I can't remember.
What is your favorite thing about Oxford? What do you want to share with other people? We want to know, like, why did you pick Oxford? You could have picked anywhere to open a business. What is it about Oxford?
One. I think since we've, so it'll be, we moved up here 5 years ago. It'll be this October. And, you know, everybody knows, you know, everybody's like a neighbor of one another too, which helps. I mean, but we have like everything. We have lakes, you know, there's Boulder Point. The downtown shopping is great. It's a nice, clean downtown area. The amount of events people can participate in, whether you're a resident or, you know, live in a local, you know, a neighboring community. You know, nice parks. It's a good spot to just raise a family. I mean, we can walk, you know, where our subdivision is. We can, there's a cut through, and we can be at the park at the library in 5 minutes. So, and there's multiple parks, not just one big one. You know, it's like everything you need is in Oxford. We, you know, we have local groceries and stuff. You don't have to drive too far to get anywhere. And a lot of people help each other out.
That's awesome. Oh, well, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
We fully appreciate you coming and spending your afternoon with us. And you're opening your store late today so that you could be here.
Yes.
And talk with us. So thank you.
No problem. You bet.
We appreciate
that. Yeah, thank you. We appreciate it. We just put one more thing on his agenda, poor guy.
Yeah, you did. She's good at that. But, yeah, so definitely come check out Designs by Chance if you have some time, if you haven't been there already. What else we got going on, Miss Kelly?
Well, we just met with Lake Orion for our weekly meeting. And if you haven't heard of our Stronger Together partnership before, we do so many great things with Lake Orion and their team. And even with all their transitions that they've been through with a new DDA director, it's been nice to get to know their new team and continue the partnership. I'm probably most excited for what we just planned out in the last hour. We decided
the wind down Wednesdays.
No, with Lake Orion. Oh, obviously we know what's on Kimberly's mind.
Yeah, I'm already in the summer having my wine, doing my painting.
Gotcha.
What did we talk? What did we plan?
Ladies' 80s night.
The ladies' 80. What was it?
Ladies?
You had a really good tagline earlier.
I don't know. Summer social.
No, it was something ladies in the 80s or. Something.
That's all people need to know.
I'm super pumped about that. Yes. So, yeah, we have a lot of fun stuff for the summer. And we also met with Thrive this morning.
Yes, that was great. You know, trying to have more for our businesses, resources-wise. So between Main Street team and the DDA and everything that we're doing, I feel like our businesses really do have what they need to succeed.
So what is Thrive for those that don't know?
Yeah, so the Thrive team came in this morning. It was previously Business Forward, and they're there as kind of a consulting group. So if people need to find those resources, they're great for that. We chatted a little bit about some different trainings that they could bring in. So hoping to have them out to our community and be able to help our businesses even more. I know that the Genesis grant opportunity is coming out, too, through the Main Street team, so our businesses will be able to apply for that. I know that Paul's already ready to apply for that, so it's a great opportunity. So there's just so many things that, you know, we talk to our businesses about on a daily basis, I feel like, that the public probably doesn't even know about, but so many things and ways that we help our businesses.
Yeah, and just to clarify, with the Thrive, so they provide resources. So for example, a new business, if you start adding employees, they can help with some consulting services for a few hours. They'll cover the cost. And then it would be up to you to negotiate the charge, the charges with that consultant. But things like accounting, which you won't need help with, but like HR perhaps, or marketing, or, you know, manufacturing, any of those things. So that's really interesting is having that relationship. And also they provide workshops. So like a one time, I actually went to one last week, I think it
last
was.
Week, yep.
So it was social media, like kicking off kind of how to like power up your social media voice within for your business. So it's just really cool, free, mostly options that are available through the county. You also had one of your committee meetings today, too.
We did, Economic Vitality, which definitely is one of my favorites because we get to talk about awesome businesses coming into the area. I was meeting with Oxford Bike Shop yesterday behind their store and was able to meet the new boutique owner that's coming in next to them in May. So she'll be in next week and we'll be able to chat with her. I don't even know the name of her business yet. It was just a quick pop in and I gave her my information so we could set up time next week. but her product line is going to be very bohemian, kind of flowy material, women's boutique. So very we're excited cool. about new businesses coming in.
Yes. And the event center is now open and running. Is that correct?
It is open. Did you end up seeing his post on Facebook when it was set up?
I think I did, but I don't know if it's the one that you're talking about. But it looked beautiful.
It was beautiful. Yeah. They threw a quinceañera for over 100 people.
Oh, wow.
And just all the colors and the lights hanging from the ceiling. It was so pretty.
Oh, wow. I'm excited. That's happening.
How's the market going? I know that you're committing people very quickly this year.
Yeah, we are almost at capacity. So I have a bulk of the bulk of the spaces committed for and paid for.
Okay.
And then I have a list of people that have said, yes, I want to do this. And we're still kind of working out through dates and whatnot if those people are able to commit fully and make the payment. And then we have a wait list of people who saying, we want to do this. And I'm saying, I will let you know if we have any spaces available. So
when we order new business cards, I'm going to put Market Master on your business card just to poke fun.
That's great.
You tease out, you brought on a couple of businesses, a couple of vendors for the market this year that are just very unique and different. Can you tease them out? Just a few of them?
Yeah.
Not the names, just what products.
Yeah. So as of right now, and I apologize if I'm not hitting all of the cool ones, but all of them are cool in their own special way. We have a lot of repeats from last year, so that's exciting. But the ones that kind of come to mind for me, I know we're having a permanent jewelry, which I thought was really interesting and exciting. We have some very interesting food options this year. So we have like olive oils, infused olive oils. We have some chili oils. We have baklava. We have a lot of really cool freeze-dried products. And then we have our staples of the home goods. We have some bath and body natural products as well. So did I forget anything that you were thinking of?
You know what? The infused honey is always one of my family's favorites. Yeah. So I really like that one, that one's coming back this year. Yeah. But I'm just impressed with the people that are coming out and the people who are traveling. I know that we have a cookie company coming in, I believe, like 45 minutes away to be at our market. Yeah. So it's just really neat to see that people are catching on to the market and it's growing and it's expanding.
And I think this year, although there is such a benefit of having a longer series, I do feel like having a shorter one is beneficial in getting newer people to come. Because I think it's a little daunting to say every Thursday night. Yeah. Every Thursday night for 13 weeks, you have to be here. And if you can't, figure it out.
Right.
Because we administratively, the first year I joined, we were allowing people to kind of pop in and pop out. And administratively, it's messy.
Yeah.
So last year we enacted that, you know, it's a full series commitment and everyone seems to be okay with that. You know, they may miss a week here or a week there. I just remember we also are going to, I think, have Cairo's Pizza.
Oh, nice.
A pizza.
And I just have to kick this out because we finally got all of our concerts released.
We did.
Which one are you looking most forward
to? I think you know the answer to that.
I just want to hear you say it.
The Bon Jovi tribute band.
Okay. I'm excited, though. We went with tribute bands this year, and I think it's so unique and it's so fun. And because we had so many businesses and sponsors come alongside us this year, we were able to book some really awesome bands. I'm definitely the Frank Sinatra tribute band is probably what I'm most excited for. But
I was going to say, I'm excited for all of them.
Yes.
Like, I don't want to not share the love because I do. I'm really excited. I mean, obviously, we picked them because we're excited about all of them. But just growing up, Bon Jovi was my jam. So, but I'm also excited about Kids Night, which is a DJ. So it's going to be like a DJ party, like a dance party for families, for kids, for anyone who wants to come. So that's going to be fun too, because you can put in requests and it should be a really good time.
I feel like there's going to be a lot of Taylor Swift requests.
I would imagine so.
Yeah.
I'm okay with
it. But we're going to do with it. I think it's going to be fun because Funky Monkey and Red Piano are our sponsors that week, and they're going to bring in kids activities, and we'll have the face painting, of course, and the hair tinsel and cotton candy and popcorn and all the fun things to sugar up your children and send them home.
And make them dance, and then they can go home and
sleep. We'll tire them out,
right? Yeah. I love it.
But all right, so I think we're going to have Sick Pizza on the show next week.
We're hoping so.
So we're waiting on confirmation, but it'll be nice for Scott to be here and talk about the car shows that are coming back. third year, right?
That I'm aware of. Yeah, this is my third year, my third summer. So it's been here all 3 years, but I'm excited about that. We have our spring cleanup again. I do have to plug it one more time because it's the 21st.
Plug away. We need more.
We need volunteers. So if you're not busy that day, 1 to 4 or anytime that's you're available that day, we'll be doing just general cleanup, painting, mulching.
We're staining the trolley.
Staining the trolley. Yes, I always forget.
We need more people.
About that. But yeah.
Awesome. Well, this was great.
This was good.
Thanks again, Paul.
Thank you, Paul.
We'll see you all next week.
All right. Bye, guys.